Welcome back, my friends, to episode 6,366 of The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of NemosNewsNetwork.com, where we continue, with your help, to break the cycle of fake news. Although it's not such a silent war, is it, anymore? People are beginning to see. And we have a lot of updates in regard to that. We're going to go through clergy, immigration, and replace and destroy agenda. The government is full speed ahead with replace and destroy Whitey. Active duty U.S. soldiers are now rebelling and rejecting against the Gaza genocide. We have Pepsi related now to hiring someone who bragged about and talked about wanting to rape 12-year-olds anally. The J6 arrests are sharply increasing after a short pause, and so much more coming up after a short word from our sister company, RedPillLiving.com, and a Patriot Christian sponsor. Here we go.
There was a time when I had my head in the sand. Then I found out that power players pass lies for truth and truth for lies, especially in areas of life and health. I used to stay quiet, and now I speak up. I red pill my family, I red pill my friends, and I support RedPillLiving.com. Red Pill Living has real health products that support longevity, vitality, and detoxification against the deep state attacks on your health. It's RedPillLiving.com. Wake up, stand up, speak up.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
In a move certain to upset and frighten the elite, a group of active duty service officers, usually officers and upper Freemasons and secret society, across many U.S. Armed Force branches, have released an open letter condemning Israel's genocide, false Israel's genocide in Gaza. Support for the conduct of the IDF is unacceptable and inconsistent with their values in the U.S. Armed Forces. Although we are being used in their war, our soldiers are actively fighting against those fathers and boys and mothers protecting their babies who are being bombed actively in a war zone in a civilian targeting ethnic cleansing fashion. So they were fighting back against the Jews, and we came and killed them all after they bombed babies. And then they continued to bomb babies as we protected them and then killed more people for them. Our planes, our soldiers, our weapons, our money, their babies' blood. Subsidiaries of Pepsi are now under boycott after X, the new Elon Musk incarnation of Twitter, had a boycott Doritos hashtag go viral and began to trend. And the Pepsi company Dorito had hired a pervert who openly joked and talked about raping 12-year-olds anally and other things. Of course, they reversed their decision, and Doritos and Pepsi fired this pervert just to save face. But we know how this is a continual pattern with big corporations looking to replace Whitey with anything but especially the perverse. Boxing superstar Ryan Garcia shocks the world and claims he has evidence not only of elite child trafficking, but alleges that he was forced to watch children being raped on video while being tied up by some mysterious assailants, and that he has proof on video of not only this, but other things that he's alleged. Real Bohemian Grove stuff. Of course, we know how this sort of thing rises up from beneath the surface occasionally, and we see a glimpse of its ugly, scaled evil beneath the waves, and this is one of those times. Choose to believe or not believe, that's up to you. But I've got absolute proof, and I've shown through my documentaries and other works that the elite's Mystery Babylon religion is all about worshiping Satan and hurting God by hurting his children. Meanwhile, NASA, an entity built for deception whose very logo, whose symbol, is a forked tongue, presumably a serpent's, speaking through a flat disc, and that tells you quite a bit right there, is now preparing for an internet apocalypse from a convenient impending solar storm right at the time when the rebellion is about to kick off and we the people need the internet the most. A majority, if not supermajority, of likely U.S. voters now agree that the U.S. intelligence agencies are seeking to control the 2024 election like they did in the past. So people are indeed waking up, or hashtag waking up. But is it too little too late? Everyone is still apparently just voting harder. What happens when voting harder doesn't work? Or when it seems to work, but then Mr. Locker-Up doesn't really lock her up? Instead, he locks you down. 15 days to slow the spread, and then a billion dead. And just in case you thought President Trump had maybe changed his position, no. Here he's saying recently, quote, "The pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer, turning setback into comeback. You're welcome, Joe. 9-month approval time versus 12 years that it would have taken you." Personally, I wish it had taken 12 years. People would have just opened back up the economy and nobody would have been poisoned, and by the time it got here, it would have been old news. No one would have been afraid of it anymore. A billion people would still be here, more or less. Although some people will tell you, "Oh, Trump meant the other vaccine, like he took." Well, he probably did not take the real poison. And yes, he did take things like hydroxychloroquine before. And it does make one wonder why he then needed or began to promote vaccines or boosters when he had already taken a natural or allegedly natural medicine or something similar based on natural medicine. You know, the real root is not, the bark is not the same thing as the medicine they derive from it. But, you know, anti-malaria medicine, that worked. What's wrong with it? Oh, no. No, no. Trump specifically means the poison bioweapon, mRNA vaccine death weapons. Clearly, according to his own words here. Which, interestingly enough, at the time I got this image, had 666 truths, or I guess that's retruths. Don't forget to shop Patriot with our Patriot Christian sponsor and sister company. My wife and I started after they began to censor and demonetize everything we were doing to tell you the truth. RedPillLiving.com, where you can detox the deep state. Not only do we have incredible health and wellness products, the ones that you love and trust already, such as Sleepy Joe, the world's best and most powerful all-natural food-based sleep formula, and Carbon Shield 60, independently verified as a real Carbon Shield 60, or C60 fullerenes, infamously triggering the BATI longevity results with the BATI study, where rats live to be twice their normal maximum lifespan, or, well, lab mice. And that's not all. We have amazing stuff in there for your health, your wellness, your skin, your face, and we have, of course, the Great Awakening Coffee, where our specialty is waking people up. Also available at Red Pill Living. But that's not all as well. I want to share a new section. In fact, there's something new. We have a plant nursery, and it's coming online. Just a few plants are there already, but you can see some of the options, mostly cuttings, but it will grow. This is new. It will get bigger. Most of these are not yet turned on, but check it out and let me know what you're wanting, your feedback, your comments, your suggestions. Now back to our program. I do want to remind people about the article titled "How to Get Our Hidden History on Your Favorite Shows. Suggest Dustin Nemos as a Guest. Easy." And that is at thesarahpayam.com, and it will give you everything that you need to simply write scripts, fill in the blanks, and send out as many emails or letters or comments or whatever it is that you want to the various people that you trust for information, and you can determine whether or not you still trust them based on whether or not they'll have me on, or just try to help me get out there and share some of these difficult truths if you want, if you think that they're ready for it. You can test them with it. Are you guys going to name the Jew with Dustin Nemos and tell the truth? Or you can simply approach them and say, we have answers to the questions that you're asking. Would you like to have those answers with Dustin Nemos? And there's, you know, a couple topics on there. There are some suggested scripts, something you can template and turn into what you want. Check it out. Help us to share the truth. You are the loudspeaker, folks. I don't have a media budget. I don't have an advertising budget. I don't even have a penny for advertising. It's just you. It's just me. It's just us against the world, and we're still here. After a short pause, the January 6th persecution arrests are now sharply increasing. They're not going to stop. This isn't meant to stop. It's meant to go all the way until there's not a single white man left, and all the white women are captives or killed as well, and all the Christians after that. And then they will outlaw Christ and rule over a yellow and brown muddled world, according to their own writings. Something kind of like the Minions movies. You'll see a Jew running around with a couple of little white girls that are underage that don't belong to him, and an army of little yellow minions doing his bidding. That is the future they have in mind. And make no mistake, just like the article titled the same on thesarahpayam.com, you are already a terrorist. All of us are little Gaza babies with a target on our back to the Jews. On March 5th, Eve Carson was carjacked and murdered. Two criminals, Lawrence Levette and Demario Atwater, forced their way into Eve's car and drove her to several ATMs to withdraw cash. They got $700. Eve asked them to pray with her. Instead, they decided to kill her. Lawrence shot her four times using a 9mm. When she survived and was still trying to defend herself, Demario shot her in the face with a sawed-off 12-gauge shotgun. The two of them, if they had simply worked a week at McDonald's, would have earned 200 to 300% more money. This girl didn't have to die. But monsters are real, and most people just aren't willing yet to accept that. But this family, the survivors, I bet they will. Apparently, Trump, after meeting with his billionaire buddy who owns a big chunk of TikTok, is okay with it now. He used to be a big anti-TikTok guy. Now he is further left than Joe Biden when it comes to TikTok. And if you didn't believe in the Kalergi plan when it was smashing children to the ground and shooting girls in the face with a sawed-off shotgun blast after robbing and presumably raping them, then maybe you will when all of the Kalergi illegal immigrants get no interest, and that's basically free money in these high inflation times. Home loan replace white people mortgages. California's doing it. Really, this is aiding and abetting an invasion. This is treason. I mean, de facto, but it will not be prosecuted as such. And while waiting for that deportation that never comes, they actually get an illegal 5-year work benefit because your government is literally out to replace you. That's why there has been a negative change in employment for white people or native-born American workers of all colors, really, and a very, very massive positive change for foreign-born workers at the corporate and government federal and state levels. All the jobs are mandatorily going to non-whites and non-American native-borns. You are being replaced. And it ain't like it used to be. It's real fast now. Another school district under fire, this time after a 15-year-old girl was forced to read a sexualized pornographic script in front of other children, referencing dick and other things. They want our children, people. One missing Florida mother was found alive, praise Yahweh, God, after she was found locked in a shipping container. Florida is bad for human trafficking, folks. Protect your children, especially in Broward County, where all the Jews live. When the future seems bleak, just remember that the Burmese rebels' homemade weapons have allowed them to wage an unstoppable resistance guerrilla war against even well-equipped with overwhelming firepower government adversaries. just like the Afghan kicked our U.S. troops' butts with goats and rifles, the same thing happens pretty much anywhere anyone stands up to any of these big governments. Paper tigers fall easily, especially when they're falling apart already and virtually bankrupt. Hated by the population, they're actively ethnically cleansing and molesting, etc. You see where this is going. Of course, I'm not calling for violence, but it's obviously coming. It is socio-culturally, historically predictable at this point. The writing is on the wall, and Yahweh, God, has foretold. Obadiah 18 is coming. The revolution has begun. Amos Miller, again, represented by Robert Barnes, the fake news, lying Alex Jones InfoWars-related clickbait attorney, has lost the court case, a precedent-setting court case with the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, which is trying to shut down his ability to feed people, even with a private membership association, which they have no authority over, according to the law. But of course, governments don't follow law.
We are outside of the Lancaster County Courthouse here for the Amos Miller hearing. This is the rally preceding the hearing. Amos Miller has an organic farm in Bird and Hand, Pennsylvania. And at present, his entire organic raw dairy operation has been put under an injunction by the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. Today's hearing is going to determine whether or not that injunction will be upheld or not, whether or not Miller will have the ability to access his customer group with this organic food. The Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture obtained this injunction under the premise that Miller's food is unsafe for the public. However, Amos Miller has had zero food safety complaints with the state from his customers in his nearly 20 years of business. This does not impact so much the small farmer as it does the consumer, and the consumer that would have access to private food and not public food. Are you a farmer, are you a consumer, or are you just a concerned citizen?
I am a concerned citizen.
I'm a concerned citizen.
All the above.
Are you a farmer, a consumer, or a concerned citizen?
Concerned citizen.
For what brought you out here?
My son, he has an autoimmune issue. He literally was down to 106 pounds December a year ago, and he's 5'10", 5'11". Amos Miller has been the one place that we can go to get whatever he needs, including like the bovine colostrum, things for his gut to help his gut health. There has been no one that's helped us. If it wasn't for him, he wouldn't be eating.
I'm in healthcare, and I see people getting sicker and sicker. There's never going to be a cure. A healthy patient is no longer a customer. They don't want to tell you about the good foods. And medicine is they're not helping.
All right, guys, why did you come out to today's rally?
We're here because we support food freedom and being able to buy the food that you want to from whoever you want to eat it from.
What kind of impact has food like Miller's made on your life?
Health issues that I've had in the past with pain and in different areas of my body, changing to healthy food. The pain's going away.
I don't think people realize that when you put milk into a store, you're basically killing the milk by pasteurization. So, and even homogenization is linked to a lot of things. So
you are a direct customer of Amos Miller.
I am a direct customer, and I trust him. And I also know that if someone's going to get sick off something when it comes to raw milk, it is so rare. But these are members. This is not sold to the public. That's my private contract between me and Amos Miller. We go in knowing what risks we're taking, which to us are very little compared to what you're getting when it comes to the health.
What does this case mean to you as to how it will affect you or your community?
I think we have our priorities all backwards. You walk into any grocery store, you're eating poison, got an obesity epidemic, and now we're devoting government resources to persecuting the guy who provides real food to people who want to buy it.
An estimated 200 to 400 concerned citizens, small farmers, and even members of the Amish community came out to support access to private foods under a private membership. The hearing began at 1:30 with a packed courtroom and went for 4 hours, concluding after 5 p.m. No judgment was issued on February 29th, but the next day, on March 1st, the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture succeeded, and Judge Thomas B. Spinagle upheld the injunction against Miller Organic Farms, prohibiting Miller Organic Farms from distributing his organic raw dairy products to over 4,000 private members. A full recap from the courtroom, as well as a one-on-one interview discussing next steps in the trial with Miller's attorney Robert Barnes, are coming soon, and I will link them here on screen once they're available.
Ugh. All right, folks, I hope you found this to be of value. If you did, remember we are 100% listener-supported media, one of the last truly independent media outlets left, and that's why you get the full truth and nothing but the truth. In fact, I go so far as to joke sometimes that I'm absolutely unafraid to tell you the full truth about the people who are absolutely unafraid to tell you nothing but lies. Anyway, I'll see you guys on the next one. Remember, donate, support, shop Patriot with our Christian sponsors at redpillliving.com with all of the cool new nursery plant products coming, and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com as well. I mean, we have everything that you need, gourmet organic coffees, all of the health and wellness stuff to detox the deep state, and unstoppable food, edible plants that are incredible, low maintenance, and easy to deal with, even in places like Florida. I hope that you guys will check it out, and we'll see you on the next one. Nemos out.